this country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back.
Bill, we've been using these same intros for the last couple of weeks.
I mean, how are we going to invest? I know we talked about it a little bit last week. Teddy was worried, you know, election. Ooh. How are we going to invest?
Well, I think first off is that I think interest rates are going to go up.
Really?
Cut me off. Slap me down. Really? Beat me up and stuff like that. You can't. There's no better investment around than high quality dividend paying common stocks. There's nothing out there that I can see that
touches it.
It's a no brainer. I mean, what do you have on your what do you get in your money market account? 0.38?
Oh, that's high.
Is it high?
Oh, that's high.
I wish you could get 0.38.
What do you? I mean, I'm serious. Where else can you get some return? I mean, you can get a return on the stock market. So the stock market obviously is the best place to go. But if you want to be conservative, you go into companies that have a really highly covered dividend. That means that their earnings, there's no question that they're going to stop paying this doggone thing, and that they grow the dividends. We have a
income portfolio,
dividend income portfolio, and I don't have the numbers in front of me.
It's about just under 4% yield,
and the dividend's growing at
7.5-8% a year.
7.5-8% a year. Where can you go wrong? Yes, the stocks in there can go down, but especially if you think of yourself as a retired person who needs income. Those stocks are not going to stop paying dividends.
No.
They're going to continue to pay them. I mean, it's like, and I'm throwing this at you, Ted, outside. What does McDonald's pay?
Just under 3%, I believe. And you know,
3%. And what's the chance of them not paying 3% dividend?
I think it's about nil at this point.
Yes.
Because at McDonald's, before they cut that dividend, especially with the performance they've had in terms of their operations, you know, it's been a little weak. They're not going to cut that dividend. That dividend supports the stock. So I think they have great cash on their balance sheet and optimal debt.
All right, another one. I don't want to put you on the line.
No, don't worry about
but,
it.
But Southern Company.
Great company. I mean, the dividend's well covered, and I think it's a little over 4%. And it's probably going to grow about 3.5%, 4% a year.
Yeah, dividend may not grow a whole bunch. At 4%. You're looking at what is the what were the numbers that we had here on I have to grab these out here
on what
on 10-year treasuries
2.36.
Now you guys out there going to stop using electricity?
I don't think so. Don't think so.
So obviously, the place you want to put your money, and people don't like to do this. The place to put your money is high-quality common stocks, period. And then to make one more step conservatively, that pay dividends that are covered strongly. Well. You know, everybody's an expert in the stock market, and everybody's an expert in the bond market. But what happens, if you remember that little burst that we had when interest rates went up?
Yes.
I belong to a country club, which are nice people, and they're not fancy people and stuff like that. When those interest rates went up, and they all got their statements that were down 8% in value.
In the bonds.
They were coming to me like, what's going on? I thought, I had to explain interest rate risk. Now, I'm predicting, guys.
Here we go.
That interest rates are going to rise.
Someday they will.
I actually believe, and this is my thinking, I guess, here. I think that they're going to raise rates, but the Fed will, before everyone thinks. I really do, because there's a big crowd out there talking about drying some powder, because what if the economy globally falls apart? I mean, there isn't any inflation. There's some in some areas, but, I mean, when you look at Europe, they're talking about inflation below 1%, so that's not a reason to raise them.
Well, Japan has had deflation for X number of years.
Yeah.
So do you think, Ted, I'm going to ask you right now, I'm putting you on the line.
Okay.
Do you think the 10-year Treasury at 2.36,
mm-hmm.
would you want to put your money in a 10-year Treasury at 2.36?
No, it's expensive. Do the reverse of the yield to price on a 10-year Treasury, in other words, the Fed model versus stocks, and it's
yep.
insanely overpriced. You're paying 30, 40 times yield for a 10-year Treasury relative to
TP,
16 times earnings for stocks.
I was in a meeting with our real estate people today.
Bonds are safe.
I was in a meeting today with our real estate gurus, all right? And what kind of money can we get? tell them.
35-year money.
35 fixed.
First 5 years interest only.
Mm-hmm.
Next 30 years amortized. 4.6.
Really?
From a major insurance
Who
company.
Who in the heck is going to lend you money at 4.6
and
for the rest of your life?
And non-recourse.
What?
Personally, you're not responsible for
it. I got it. Yeah, I got that.
Non-recourse.
Wow. I'm telling you what, it's crazy out there. And I tell you what, borrow. Refinance your house today. Even if it's 4.13. If you're at 5%, refinance.
Yep.
Next week, market is?
It's going to be up.
Sorry.
New record.
Flat. And the Falcons will win.
Now, there you go.
Who are they playing?
I don't know. That's a risky bet.
They're going to beat themselves. Playing the Kennesaw. See you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.